Now that brings us to this 17th chapter, and it opens, "These words spake Jesus." Well, what words? Well, John 13, 14, 15, and 16. Actually, he ceases speaking to them, and he now speaks to the Father. And that's important for us to see. For this reason, although he's speaking to the Father in this chapter, that is chapter 17, he's speaking to the Father for their benefit and for our benefit, because he today is our great intercessor. And you wonder what he's been praying for. Well, here is the Lord's prayer. This is the prayer that he prayed. Now, the one back in the Sermon on the Mount, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," and etc., etc., that prayer is not the Lord's prayer. You see, that prayer he could not pray. He couldn't say, "Our Father," because he is related to God in a different way than you and I are. He is because of his position in the Trinity, and we by the new birth by trusting him. And then he could never have said, "Forgive us our trespasses or our debts or our sins," however you want to translate it, all adds up to the same thing, and he just never had any. Therefore, he couldn't pray that prayer. And by the same token, you and I can't pray this prayer that's in John 17. This is his prayer. Maybe you've heard that whimsical story about the two men that were arguing about how much they knew about the Bible. One man said to the other, "I bet you don't even know what the Lord's Prayer is." And the other fellow said, "I bet I do." And these fellows bet about it, you know, and which revealed they didn't know very much about the Bible, either one of them. And so the other one said, "All right, now let's hear you say it." And so he started in. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." And the other fellow said, "Well, you fool me. I didn't think you'd know it." Well, may I say to you, if he had said, "Our Father which art in heaven," he would not have given the Lord's Prayer, and yet that's the way that prayer is classified. John 17 is the Lord's Prayer. And truly, we've come to one of the most remarkable chapters in the Bible. And it is the longest prayer in the Bible. And it'll take you only 3 minutes, though, to read it. And no prayer, I think, ought to go over 3 minutes. If you can't say all you've got to say in 3 minutes, why, my friend, you got too much to say. And I'll be very frank with you. I think brief prayers, thought out, right to the point, are much more effective than this rambling business that we have today. No wonder prayer meetings are as dead as a dodo bird. Now, I want you to notice what others have said about this chapter, because I think I've said that every chapter we've come to is the greatest chapter here in this great upper room discourse. Well, it's like going up a staircase. Each one brings you higher. Or climbing a mountain, you get higher and higher. And certainly John 17 is the top. Matthew Henry made this statement concerning John 17. He says it's the most remarkable prayer, followed the most full and consoling discourse ever uttered on earth. And not only did he have that to say, but Martin Luther said this, and I'd like to give you this quotation from him. He says, "This is truly, beyond measure, a warm and hearty prayer. He opens the depths of his heart, both in reference to us and to his Father, and he pours them all out. It sounds so honest, so simple. It is so deep, so rich, so wide, no one can fathom it." And then Melanchthon, who was another one of the reformers, made this statement. He says, "There is no voice which has ever been heard, either in heaven or in earth, more exalted, more holy, more fruitful, more sublime than the prayer offered up by the Son to God himself." And that ends the quotation. This is the prayer, by the way, that it is said that John Knox read. I think that he read this, I forget how many times in his lifetime. And when he was on his deathbed, his wife asked him, "Where do you want me to read?" And he said, "Read where I first put my anchor down." And that was in the 17th of John's Gospel. And Bossuet read this 60 times, and I believe that that was a week. Spener read it 3 times. And Dr. Fisher, who was Bishop of Rochester under Henry VIII, this is the prayer, the last prayer, or the last portion of Scripture that he read before his martyrdom.